Hi, this is Mikayla from customer support. How may I assist you?
Yeah, is this a scam?
You said, is this who, ma'am?
A scam.
Is what a scam, ma'am?
Your customer service and this thing that you have to order.
No, ma'am, we don't run any scams. If you're placing an order for something online, you can, all the information of the order is in the terms and conditions, but I'm not exactly sure what you're referring to, but no, ma'am, we don't run any scams here.
So what are you then? What is the name of your company?
This is a third-party call center. We help assist with over 400 companies and products.
So how would you be able to assist me? Would I need to give you a number or order number or something?
Yes, if you have an order with us and if you already placed an order, we could look it up with the order number, your first and last name, or your zip code.
So if I gave you an order number, you could confirm or tell me if it's a scam or a legit order?
Yes, ma'am. I could tell you the terms of the order, but I can already assure you that if you placed an order, because, yes, ma'am, you're saying, can I tell you if it's a scam? Well, I can assure you if you placed an order with one of the companies we represent, it wouldn't be a scam. But if you're wondering the terms of something, terms and conditions of something you placed an order for, then we can tell you those.
What if you want to cancel?
We'll be able to cancel for you, cancel any order you place for you as well.
Okay, and two things, though. One, may I please get your name?
Yes, my name is Mikayla.
Mikayla?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mikayla. And you are a third party for a number of companies,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Correct. Right? Yes, ma'am.
And do you mind providing me with the name of your company that you work for?
No, ma'am. Due to the fact that we're a third party, we're unable to authorize to provide that information. But if you place an order with the company, I can let you know what company it is that you placed an order with.
Okay, let's see. Let's see if you could help me out here. Because we're trying to determine if this is fake or real. And you said Mikayla.
Correct.
Can you spell that for me?
Yes, it's Mahkyla.
Mikayla. All right. So, if I give you an order number of 26305-1698, is that a legit order?
Okay, one second. Is it under Barbara Gibson?
I think that's the name they use, yes.
Okay, and would you be able to verify your shipping address for me?
It should be in Orlando, Florida. But do you know what was ordered?
If you don't want to verify the shipping address, could you verify the email? Because I can't provide any information on this account until I confirm that it is an accurate account.
I don't know. What is it, AOL that they use or Gmail?
I see. It's an AOL email.
So it's btgipson@aol.com.
Yes, ma'am. I do see there was a entry to win the KitchenAid.
So it was an entry?
Yes, ma'am. So
win?
There was a entry fee of $7.95, which will also substitute as a shipping fee in the event that you do win the KitchenAid within the first initial entry.
So explain to me, so that's a fee to enter plus it serves as a shipping fee?
Yes, if you win the KitchenAid, that would go towards shipping.
Okay, so my next question is, how do you know if it told you it would be won? How do you know?
So after entering into the initial entry, between today, so you entered on the 5th, so between the 5th and the 8th, which is the last day of the entry, between then that you would have gotten an email saying that you won, and then it will follow up with some tracking information.
So it is just a drawing. So
correct.
You're not paying for that. For you're just entering a chance like a raffle or something.
Correct. So it is this initial entry is one in a thousand other contestants within the entry. It's 3 days in this first entry, and by the 8th, you should know if you want it or not.
And you said that you are able to cancel this?
Yes, I can cancel it for you and refund the charges if you would like.
I'd appreciate it very much, sir. I just don't think that this is well explained. And will you give me a cancellation or confirmation?
Yes, ma'am. I do have a cancellation, a confirmation that this account was canceled for you. I have a confirmation number when you're ready to take that down.
I'm ready there.
Okay,
ready.
So it is C as in Charlie,
mm-hmm.
263-051-699.
All right, and again, that was C like Charlie, 263-051-699.
Correct, and that just confirms that your account was canceled out and there won't be any attempts to bill you in the future. I did
so you
go
cancel and you return my fee and everything that they placed on there?
Correct. I did void that charge out for you. So if it's already came out, it may take 3 to 5 business days to be back in your account. Sometimes it's sooner, as that's dependent upon your banking institution. And yes, that number I gave you was just for your records as a confirmation your account was canceled.
Are you able to email that to the email there just to confirm that I know that it's legit?
So we don't have the ability to send emails due to the fact that we're a third party. But if you would like, I can put in a request to the company to have a cancellation confirmation sent to you within 24 hours.
Oh, it'll be sent to the email?
Yes.
Okay, so you, in the meantime, I could always hold on to this or call back to this number and give this cancellation or the order number, and it should show that it was canceled by you, correct?
Right.
Okay. All right, Michaela. I truly thank you for your help and assistance. You have a wonderfully blessed night, dear, or morning. I'm not sure what time it is for you.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.